Yeah, look, hi Vici. Yeah, no, it's a bit of a vexed subject, and I certainly appreciate, you know, where the public are coming from and, you know, some of the media comment. We've discussed this one at length. Look, in a nutshell, we believe it's a long summer. It's a really unique summer. We've got the two tests that we've just completed against the Windies and two at the back end of March, and then we've got this almost a conveyor belt of white ball cricket against... you know, against the Windies, Pakistan. We've got the T20 tri-series involving Aussie and England, and then England arrives. So there's a lot of cricket, and we really strongly felt that on balance we needed to give in particular our guys that are going to probably play the three formats across the season, give them a week away at some stage from about mid-December through to about mid-January. And we've tried to stagger it, and we really felt that to give sort of ourselves the best opportunity to keep them fresh and also for us to test players, which is a really important point here, that it had to happen earlier rather than later. So that's it in a nutshell. And I totally appreciate, you know, where the public and media are coming from on this subject.
But, I mean, the thing for me, the confusing aspect of this, I mean, I'm one of the people, Gavin, who's always bought into rest and rotation. I know it used to irk rugby fans, but the seasons are so long for both the codes of cricket and rugby at the moment. But I look at someone like Tim Southee and I'm going, well, Tim's played bugger all cricket.
Yeah, that's right. He's also an opening bowler. And, mate, it's very, very seldom, and you know this feature, and all cricket people do, that it's very rare for a quickie not to be carrying some sort of niggle. Now, look, I'm not saying here that Tim is, because he's actually turning up and he's having a game for ND tomorrow night. But, you know, we've got to keep his body fresh, along with Bolte. They are our two absolute premier bowlers. I think we all acknowledge that. And just, a week away from cricket, you know, early on, we think is going to be the best thing to do for Tim and for Trent, and that will happen at the back end of these one days and leading into the T20s. But look, before we know, and talking about Kane as well, the skipper, we think it's an opportunity, and we really wanted to give Tommy Latham an opportunity to not only take the gloves in the one day games, but also to give him an opportunity to lead again. He's a very important part of our leadership mix. Kane was always going to have that break, and we felt on balance again, better for Tommy to be taking the reins in the early part of the season against the Windies.
Do they want the break? I mean, this is an interesting one. And again, I heard this question asked during the week, Gavin, of the players themselves. So when you go to your skipper, Kane Williamson, to Tim Southee, to Trent Bolt, your senior guys here, that we're resting you guys, what's their reaction?
Hess sat down with all the senior players about 3 weeks ago, maybe it's 4 weeks ago now, time flies, and had a really good conversation on this particular subject. And they took their time, they worked it through together as a group, and there was absolute consensus that it was in the best interests of all the players, particularly those that are going to be playing all three formats across the course of the season, to have a break for a week. To go and recharge, make sure the batteries are fully charged, the petrol tank's nice and full. It's not that they're going to be going and sitting on the beach either, Vici. They'll be working hard on their strength and conditioning, making sure physically and importantly mentally that they're ready to go, you know, when they're back on the park. And we will be looking strongly through the season too at maybe some other rest periods, but I've got a little feeling that a natural attrition will occur. You know, already we're seeing the unfortunate circumstance with Colin de Gronholm needing to head back to Zimbabwe for family bereavement. You know, that brings Dougie Bracewell in. You know, we've got Guppy off the park at the moment, which is unfortunate, but we're going to do what we need to do to get him back in 100% fit. And that opens up an opportunity for George Worker at the top as well. So, you know, we're going to be giving opportunities to, you know, any number, I think, of fringe players through the summer, which is actually going to be really exciting.
The one thing is, though, Gavin, and I feel this across the world game, so we've just had the West Indian series, right, where, you know, I felt they lacked a lot of fortitude in terms of their performances, and that's not taking away from New Zealand, who were very good on that particular two-match series, but also you look at England at the moment, they've got a lot of new names. I guess where I'm coming from is I just think the New Zealand public wants some star power, and one of the criticisms they've been saying to me on my social page is that the West Indies don't really rock their boat. Now, Chris Gayle's arrived for the one-day series, that's why I guess I feel like, you know, we want to see our best players on the park.
Yeah, and again, Vici, look, I'll just come back to what I said at the start. I totally appreciate that. We've also got a real obligation to look big picture here, big picture across the course of the season. And there'd be nothing worse than us putting, you know, our full strength team out right from the start and expecting to get through a season with just 12, 13, 14 players. It's just not going to happen. And we've got to be very careful how we manage our resources. The even bigger picture here, Vici, is the 2019 World Cup,
yeah,
which is going to bear down on us a lot quicker than what people think. And we've got, you know, a really good opportunity this summer in white ball cricket, you know, to expose players and to, you know, to test players in positions. And I am talking about the George Workers and the Todd Astles and the Neil Broomes, guys that have all, you know, had, you know, just short opportunities in the recent past. And here's an opportunity, we think, this season to really know at the end of this season exactly where we stand with those players.
Gavin, the Future Tours program, as you know, came out, or the proposed Future Tours program for, 2019 and beyond. And so there is, again, discussion around, you know, the test game, how many test matches we're getting. Gavin, it's a really difficult one. Having spoken with David White, your CEO, I mean, I reiterate this more to the listeners, is that 5 years ago, test cricket was the number one game in town as far as the broadcasters are concerned. Now it's T20 cricket. You look at what you guys have got coming up now, 24 potentially white ball games in a row at the moment. Does it worry you, this trend, as far as test cricket at the moment?
Oh, yes, it does, Vici. I mean, I guess first and foremost, I'm a selector, so I can only work to the schedule that's, you know, put in front of us. And yeah, look, it's a very unique season, this one. Many would say a little bit disappointing. You know, you're topping and tailing the season with two tests. And then you've got that plethora of white ball cricket. It's not a usual sort of season. The indications are that, you know, hopefully something close to normal service might resume in the next season. But there is a trend. There's no doubt about that, that you're correct. And look, in my heart, I'm a test match traditionalist, and there's nothing more than I would like as a selector to be, you know, selecting five or six test teams for every New Zealand summer.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. A couple of players I want to get into here, Gavin. Ish Sodhi. Now, there's a lot of talk. I know the reasons that he needs to have his game worked on, which is his fielding as well. I mean, how far away is this guy from being considered more than just a T20 player?
Oh, no, he's considered, Tony. Absolutely. And Ish is a massive part of our plans. I mean, I went to India with New Zealand A, and both Todd Astle and Ish Sodhi were part of that unit. And I mean, both are absolutely top draw guys. They're bowling extremely well, both of them. And also just working on that general athleticism in the field, making sure that, you know, he's really fielding at true international class. Toddy Astle, to bring it back to Toddy, I mean, he's given an opportunity here in the ODIs. He forced his way into the ODI team in India off the back of a couple of really good performances for New Zealand A. Fully deserved it. Has had great numbers in domestic cricket over the last, you know, three or four seasons. He'll get given his go, and you know, as I said before, I think it's going to be a really important three games for Todd to try to force his way into the team on a consistent basis. At the same time, you know, we'll keep talking and working with Ish, and we're very much stressing to him, Vici, that look, he is not considered just a T20 specialist,
yeah,
by any stretch of the imagination. He's a three-format cricketer, there's no doubt.
Okay, so just finally here, Gavin Larson with us, New Zealand, a black cap selector. What positions, how many positions do you think are really up for grabs at the moment in terms of, you know, you don't want to use that word trial, and I get that, but over the next, as I said, a couple of months here with white ball cricket, are there positions you're sitting back and saying, okay, show us what you've got?
Yeah, and there always is. And I think, Vici, if I link it to the 2019 World Cup and the fact that we would take a squad of 15, and we've got to make sure that we've got all our bases covered. And if you make assumptions such as, you know, Martin Guptill will come back in and bat at the top, you know, in probability at the moment with Colin Munro, there's a massive opportunity for George Worker to prove his worth at the top of the order. Great opportunity for Neil Broome to show his worth. He'll cover the 3-4 batting positions. We've got things we need to iron out around our all-rounders, around number six, and with Colin de Gronholm away now, that offers up an opportunity for Doug Bracewell. Great to see him back. He's fantastic off the back of a horrific injury, actually, but he's worked his way back, and a great opportunity for him. You know, we've got all-rounders like Corey Anderson and Jimmy Neesham, who are both, for different reasons, they haven't been able to cement their role on the team, and chances for them. And then we've mentioned the spinners, and I guess now they're just finishing off the quick bowlers. You know, I've got the likes of the Fergusons, the Cougar Lions, you know, the Matt Henrys. They've still got, you know, plenty to play for, and there's going to be opportunities for them over the course of the summer too.
And finally, Gavin, on a personal note, you've escaped Wellington, Gavin. Stop it.
Yes, I have.
Stop it, Gavin.
Yeah, it's, never thought I'd take the Wellington out of the boat. Yeah, we moved about 4 months ago, Vici, down to a place called Mapua, which is about 15 minutes out of Nelson, and yeah, absolutely loving it, you know. I mean, we went back for the test match in Wellington and loved being back and catching up with mates and family, but equally couldn't wait to jump back on the plane and get back down to Mapua, which is home now, where we're really enjoying the lifestyle.
Mate, awesome. You sound in good spirits, mate. Thank you, as always, for your time. Have a great weekend, Gav.
Thanks, Vici. Appreciate it.